Project managers, listen up. Your next big failure might not be budget overruns, missed deadlines, the silent killer that's derailing 50% of your projects right now, today, manana, wait a minute, that's tomorrow. I mean, today, how much smoother would your projects run if everyone knew exactly what they needed to do and when? What's the cost of staying silent when clarity could save your project? In today's episode, I'm going to reveal to you why communication is king and why it is important. Let me tell you a quick story. Finally, I realized long time ago, that if you really wanted to lead a project effectively, the number one skill that everyone asked me, what should I work on? Should I start working on project management software? Should I start? All of those things are good, and I always say that. But the first thing that I would always recommend is your communication style, aligning with other people and how they communicate. It is a continuous process. It's a continuous growth. It doesn't happen overnight. This is why I always recommend people that are thinking about getting in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, to do a podcast, to do a YouTube, to even write, because this helps with your communication style. Let's jump into my 8 points, and then I'll send you on your way with my 3 closing remarks. Point number one, alignment of project goals. Misaligned goals can lead to wasted resources and failed project. Family, when the goals are not communicated effectively and efficiently, what tends to happen is you have wasted resources. Here's 3 actionable tips. First tip, conduct a project kickoff meeting to collaboratively define and document project goals. Create a project charter that clearly outlines objective, scope, and success criteria, timelines, etc. And the last and final thing, regular revisit and reaffirm project goals in team meetings. That last one is the most important one. Point number two, team cohesion. Did I say that right? Team cohesion. A disjointed team leads to inefficiencies and poor project outcomes. Anytime a team is not really bound together and they're operating in silos, what will end up happening is that you're going to get a poor project. Family, I wish I could say it was different. I wish you could say, yeah, everyone go work in their silo and I'm going to go do my thing and then we can meet up. No. We have to collaborate, because when you collaborate, you're able to move the goal forward. So here's some actionable tips. Organize regular team building activities, even for virtual team events. I've seen it where now they have these virtual, But basically the concept is that everyone is on a team and you're trying to get out of this maze where there's different ways you're locked in, et cetera. It's a really fun event. I've done it physically. I haven't done the virtual, but I've done the physical, and it really brings the team together. Point number, the next point on this one, establish overlap hours for synchronous communication and distributed team. I've told you what I've done many times over and over again is one of the things, especially when we're at and you have to pick and choose at a very vulnerable point in the project, I do what I call office hours. I block off my calendar for 2 hours. And what I do is I open up a bridge to allow people to come in to ask questions either or to give updates, et cetera. The last and final thing is use collaboration tools that foster informal communication along with task-focused interaction. Point number three, enhanced problem solving. You know, open communication enables quick identification as well as collaborative resolution of problems before they grow. What do you hear as a constant theme from point one to two to three is collaborative, really, you know, bridging the gaps of eliminating silos is going to be huge. So one of the things I recommend, and here's 2 tips, use daily standups. The daily standups is from the Scrum framework. You still can use it in a waterfall approach. A waterfall approach is basically, some even call it a SDLC, software development lifecycle, which could consist of requirements. I think it's requirements, design, development, testing, and maintenance. Yeah. So again, you want to remember those aspects because it's huge for you, family. Reason why I say it's huge is what it allows you to do is that when you have daily standups, it allows teams to check in real quick and say, hey, this is the issue. And here's my proposed solution. Team, what do you think? Do you have any proposed solution? Next thing is set up focused problem solving sessions for complex challenges. Point number four, documentation and reporting. You know the motto here, documentation beats what? Documentation beats conversation. So documentation and reporting, inadequate documentation leads to knowledge loss and difficulty in project handovers. Boy, I've had some projects that you'll say, well, where's this document? Where's that document? And I was just like, and then you just get to the point and say, scrap everything that even the documents that you receive, and we'll just start from scratch. Here's some actionable tips though. Establish a centralized, easily accessible project wiki, or what I like to use most of the time is SharePoint, ShareFile, Box, Dropbox. So these type of things. Implement a standardized format for project reports and updates. Be willing though, family, at any point that if you're saying your project reports are not being, if not effective, or people are not reading them, maybe you need to work with your stakeholders as well as your project team to find out what will work well. And the last and final one is schedule regular documentation reviews, sessions to ensure information is up to date. Point number five, cross-functional coordination. See, the lack of interdepartmental communication can result in duplicate efforts and misaligned outputs. I will repeat that one more time, because I will tell you I've seen this over and over again. Lack of interdepartmental communication can result in duplicate effort and misaligned output. Here's some actionable tips. Assign a liaison or basically a role to maintain open communication between departments. Hold regular cross-functional meetings to align on project goals and progress. Use collaboration tools, that's that key word again, that provides visibility across different teams. Point number six, budget management. Poor financial communication can lead to cost overruns and project cancellations. You know, family, it's important that when you are responsible for the budget as a project manager, that you are communicating effectively of what is being spent, what's budgeted, and what is your actual. It's just that simple. Hey, we're budgeted for $1 million. We've actually spent $500,000. I can go into a deeper dive in that on a later episode. But the whole point of it is those two pieces right there are going to be vital for you, because you need to know where your money is going. And this is why I'm going to give you some actionable tips. Implement a weekly budget tracking report shared with all team leads. Set up automated alerts for when spending approaches predefined thresholds. Here's an example. If your threshold, let's say we have a budget of $1 million and we know we're only at the beginning, and we're starting the project, I may set a threshold and say, okay, let me break this up in 250 marks, meaning I'm going to do $250,000 for initiating, for planning. I may only do, $100,000. You got to get where I'm going until I get to that $1 million mark. Last and final one, conduct monthly budget review meetings to discuss variances and corrective actions. Point number seven, timeline management. This is one of my favorites, because poor timeline communication can lead to missed deadlines. And when you miss deadlines, then you have delays. What I recommend as an actionable tip is use visual project timelines that's updated daily. What does that look like? Microsoft Project, Smartsheets, any of those tools out there, Asana. This provides you a daily update. I would also recommend implementing a system for early notification of potential delays. One of the challenges is that I've faced, and I've shared a story with you where my manager told me, hey, when I asked him where the tools was, he said, go here, click here, and it's Microsoft Office Suite. But Microsoft also has this thing called Planner, and you can leverage that as well, because Excel is harder to be able to set those notifications. So again, we don't make excuses. We find ways around to solve the problem. What you could do is basically set on your calendar as a notification that I'm going to check in at a certain time to be able to address, meaning let's say I'm going to check in at the morning at the budget, in the afternoon around lunch, basically, and then before I leave. The last and final tip is conduct regular timeline reviews with the team to address any schedule risks. Point number eight, knowledge sharing. Siloed knowledge can never can lead to repeated mistakes and missed opportunities for innovation. One of the things, you know, besides calling it siloed knowledge, we also called it tribal knowledge. So what a tribal knowledge is basically what tends to happen is somebody has picked up and learned all the skills, understood how to connect with certain people, understood all of these various things. And then when they leave, what tends to happen is you see a huge dip in the project because everyone is trying to figure out, you know, try to pick up the missing pieces on when that person left. So you want to be able to make sure you're communicating what you're actually learning. So this can be documented, so it can be put up on a share file, SharePoint, et cetera. Here's some actionable tips. Implement monthly lessons learned sessions where team members share insights. Create a centralized knowledge base accessible for all team members. And again, one of my favorite is encourage cross-training and job shadowing within the team. Here's my two bonuses, and then we get to the closing remarks. Scope creep prevention. Uncommunicated, family. I had to say that twice. Scope changes can lead to budget overruns. It can lead to timeline delays. It can lead to quality delays. You see where I'm kind of going with this in the triple constraints? It's huge, family. You have to be continuously communicating about the scope. Here's an actionable tip. Implement a formal change request process for all scope changes. Regularly review and communicate the project scope to all stakeholders. Train the team on identifying and escalating potential scope creep issues. My last and final bonus is improving risk management. Early and frequent communication, trust me on this one, helps identify and address risks before they escalate. My two actionable tips: regularly update risk log and discuss in a status meeting, as well as establish a culture where team members feel comfortable about raising potential risk early. Here's my three closing remarks, family. First one is, and you see I'm sweating here because it's just getting that good to me, alignment of project goals. You know, like I told you before, family, conduct project kickoff meetings so to collaborate and define on the documented and document those project goals. The next thing is documentation and reporting. As you know, the model we stand on, we lean towards, is documentation beats conversation. So actionable tip is establish a centralized, easily accessible project wiki or SharePoint site, and then enhancing problem solving. Again, leveraging a scrum framework, meaning a piece of it, which is the daily standups or standups, to surface and address any issues immediately. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED. And like I said before, conversation or communication is king. Until next time, I'm out.